Hey everyone, it's that time again. Welcome to your Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host of this program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast if you like what you hear and share it with others as well. So today our topic is apologizing and justifying. These aren't the same thing, but I think they can both be little sticklers to our spiritual progress and just our growth and productivity in general. Now, there's positive sides to these actions. As we know, it's wonderful to be able to admit when you're wrong and to graciously offer apologies, make sure feelings aren't hurt, and that our relationships are properly mended. Likewise, we may have need to justify proposals or ideas we're setting forth with proper facts and background and reasons why our ideas will succeed. That kind of prepared thought and diligence is great. But apology and justification can also be ways we keep ourselves small and limited, hang on to a sense of unworthiness, and maybe stay wrapped up in worry and doubt, rather than advancing in our divine purpose, and even advancing in our day-to-day tasks and activities. Apologizing and justifying can be very mesmerizing and stultifying. Let's start with the apology thing. Now, amen to you if this isn't an issue for you, but there are many of us who seem to feel the need to apologize at times for our very existence. So maybe we're being bold or forward and sharing thoughts or in expressing ourselves, and then we feel momentarily really great about it, and then somehow we feel we have overstepped our bounds, whatever that means. We get into a state of backing off our initial intentions, putting ourselves in a box of presumed ignorance or overstepping our ability, our place, somehow taking on some power that we really shouldn't have had. We may feel like we're being asked to do something that we're not comfortable or able to do. So we might vacillate, say yes anyway, and wish we hadn't, or say no and then go into a litany of apologies for having our own needs to meet and our own desires to be true to. We might find that we're somehow apologizing for being ourselves. We may say, yes, but I don't really know what I'm saying and doing. Or I feel selfish if I'm asking for something or saying no even or whatever. I feel like I need to apologize for that selfishness. Well, first of all, you are likely the one concerned about being selfish. And the individual to whom you are apologizing is probably not thinking that at all. But secondly, the need to apologize for being true to your heart of hearts, to your honest self, to apologize for being you, it's basically apologizing for what God made. I think celebration of that is better, recognizing it. We don't need to be arrogant, but we can just be okay with being what God made. Be kind and gentle in the way you respond to people, but we don't need to act as if we're not enough, and so we have to apologize for being less than, when the only thing we're doing is being less than appreciative of what God made. He doesn't require apologies. He asks that we accept what he saw fit to make, of course, honor him for it, and behave as if we are who we are, which is actually pretty fantastic. And the justification business kind of ties in. Our apologies often end up with justifications, this long line of them. Partly to others, often just to ourselves. I know I find myself trying to come up with all the reasonable reasons why I haven't done what I might have done, why I shouldn't do what I might want to do, why I didn't finish what I started, or why I was right to say what I did or wasn't right to say what I did. There's certainly nothing wrong with assuring yourself when you have done something right. But to get stuck in a cycle of justification, reasoning out and analyzing what you did, and why or what you didn't do and shouldn't have or whatever, it's not getting us anywhere progressive or even settling. What's done is done. We can trust that it was right and good and move forward, or we can choose to think differently going forward, but leave that moment behind us to God. Justifying is a lot of self-talk, and it's much more freeing to let God talk. We'll gain more inspired guidance on how to proceed forward if we're looking forward and letting ourselves see what's next, what we're supposed to know and do and be. Anything in the past that needs some cleansing or that demands some growth for us isn't going to be discovered by dwelling on the whys and what ifs in the cycle of the things that we've done. It's better found and received and understood as we let go of that past moment and listen for the new. What now can I do to feel peaceful, free, and confident going forward? What now, God, would you tell me in order that I live your purpose better, maybe than I did before, become more true to that, be true to myself and be true to God at the same time? So that answer really has to be with honoring God and governing each moment and as he's governing each moment and knowing ourselves unapologetically as valuable ideas of his. We're not some less than that needs to justify his own existence and then apologize for being who God wants us to be. I got so bad at times that I found myself apologizing for apologizing. I'm sorry, I'm always saying I'm sorry. I know that makes me look pitiful and like I'm asking for pity. I'm so sorry for being an apologizer. It's a little bit of an exaggeration, but not really that much. But there's actually a lot of ego in that too. Not the humility I was going for or thought I was. It's kind of all about me and what people think of me or whether they like me or whether I'll be what they want me to be. Me, me, me. Do I really think anyone's that into me as I think they are? No. I'm certainly continuing to be alert to hurting someone's feelings or whatever, jumping in saying something I shouldn't have. Absolutely. God knows we can't just do whatever we want all the time without having some sense of how others are doing. But what I am talking about is just seeing the bigger picture. God's governing this moment and the next. I'm in this moment as me, you are too, as we need to be. And so is everybody else. I can be myself, and you can too, without apology. And it isn't going to infringe on someone else's right to be themselves or take away from our ability to harmonize. God is caring for that. We can each listen moment by moment for what's right for us to know, to do, and to be. And when we stop the apologizing and justifying, we can more easily hear what that guidance is, what our divine purpose is, and how ready and right and justified we already are in following it, without apology, and hopefully with some eager expectation. Well, I hope some of these ideas are helpful. I'd love to chat more on any of this. Or if you'd like to set up a coaching or spiritual guidance session, I'd love to talk to you. Feel free to reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com or check out my website at beingfreenow.com. There's a contact form there as well. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.